podcast, how you were affected or what's going on now, what's the update about the pandemic, for how long you were.
I can tell you exactly. So the indoor pools closed on November 7th. They closed it totally. That was the last day. And we thought, okay, for a week, two,
2019.
That was the first time, you're right. That was the first time. I'm talking about the next, but okay, let's start with 19.
Yeah.
They closed in, let me say, they closed in February. February 20, they closed it the first time.
Yeah.
And then the open water season nearly started, you know. It was not so difficult for us. They closed for 2 months. So the summer season was okay. And we thought that was it. It was hard, 2 months no training for the kids. The older ones who can stay in the cold water were okay. But for the kids, it was not so nice, you know?
Right.
And so we had our normal training sessions, but then the second wave came, or the third wave, actually, here in Austria, and they closed in November 7th.
I see.
We thought maybe for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know, like they told us. And they were closed for 8 months now, you know? And it was crazy till now. Right. And they opened just like some weeks ago.
Right.
So it was really hard for us. You know, the biggest problem, I think, what nobody's talking about is the collateral damage.
Collateral damage. Yeah.
This is people don't, when you sit in the office for 10 hours, you need something to do.
Right,
the
water
is the best thing, you know.
Outdoor.
We had so many people with disc problems, you know,
right.
with problems in the whole body, especially here in winter. It's cold. Everybody is out like this, you know.
And
you
need
to relax. After swimming, we go to a sauna very much here in winter.
Right.
Everything was closed.
Right.
So many people were ill, getting really big problems with their whole system.
To being closed.
Because it was closed. And a guy in hospital said he had maybe 25 swimmers who came to him because they had problems with their back, you know. One day to the other, no training. Normally 4 times a week, and then stop. You know,
so now it's opening.
It's open indoor and outdoor.
Okay.
Outdoor is like okay. Indoor it's just maybe 50 people per indoor. But it's okay. But what we did is we started swimming in the lakes in April. I just wrote it down because the Celsius and the Fahrenheit was 46 Fahrenheit.
It's what we get here in the Bay.
I know it's what you did without wetsuit.
Without wetsuit, right.
But we of course did it with wetsuit and with three caps. And it was so cold. You know, you can't talk about after swimming because everything is so cold.
How many swimmers or athletes do you coach more or less?
From the triathlon about 15 kids.
I see.
In the age from the youngest were like maybe 10 to 16.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
And that was also a problem in the pandemic when they couldn't do anything.
Right.
You know? They were sitting in front of their computers
all day.
School was on computer.
Right.
Everything was on computer. They went really crazy.
Right.
No movement anymore. You know, the weight went up. The indoor pools closed on November 7th. They closed it totally. That was the last day. And we thought, okay, for a week, two,
2019.
That was the first time, you're right. That was the first time. I'm talking about the next, but okay, let's start with 19.
Yeah.
They closed in, let me say, they closed in February 20. They closed it the first time.
Yeah.
And then the open water season nearly started, you know. It was not so difficult for us. They closed for 2 months. So the summer season was okay. Okay. So okay. We thought that was it. It was hard, 2 months, no training for the kids. The older ones who can stay in the cold water were okay. But for the kids, it was not so nice, you know?
Right.
And so we had our normal training sessions, but then the second wave came, or the third wave actually, here in Austria. And they closed in November 7th.
I see.
We thought maybe for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know, like they told us. And they were closed for 8 months now, you know? And it was crazy till now. Right. And they opened just like some weeks ago.
Right.
So it was really hard for us. You know, the biggest problem, I think, what nobody's talking about is the collateral damage.
Collateral damage. Yeah.
This is people don't, when you sit in the office for 10 hours, you need something to do.
Right.
The water is
exactly.
The best thing, you know.
Outdoor.
We had so many people with disc problems, you know.
Right.
With problems in the whole body. Especially here in winter, it's cold. Everybody is out like this, you know.
And
you
need
to relax. After swimming, we go to a sauna very much.
Yes.
Here in winter, everything was closed.
Right.
So many people were ill, getting really big problems with their whole system.
To being closed.
Because it was closed. And a guy in hospital said he had maybe 25 swimmers who came to him because they had problems with their back, you know. One day to the other, no training. Normally 4 times a week, then stop, you know.
So now it's opening?
Now it's open, indoor and outdoor.
Okay.
Outdoor is like, okay, indoor it's just maybe 50 people per indoor. But it's okay. But what we did is we started swimming in the lakes in April. I just wrote it down because the Celsius and the Fahrenheit was 46 Fahrenheit.
It's what we get here in the Bay.
I know, it's what you did without wetsuit.
Without wetsuit, right.
But we, of course, did it with wetsuit and with 3 caps.
And it was
so cold. You know, you can't talk about after swimming because everything is so cold.
Oh, there is more interest now in open water swimming?
Yeah, totally.
In the lakes? Yeah.
You know, here in Europe, swimming is going up like a rocket. Last 10 years, maybe.
Yeah.
It's like when I was a swimmer, nobody cared. You know, what swimming? What is this? You know, it's boring.
Right.
But like from 10 years on, I see it in the pools. I was always alone, you know, in the former years.
Everybody's
swimming. Everybody is swimming lanes. They all have these little training books, looking up and try how to do it themselves, you know.
Right.
And so many people ask me if I can teach them, but I don't have the time, you know. Somebody calls me, I don't know him. Can you? I saw you at the pool. Can you teach me? That's the one thing. It goes up. And the other thing you mentioned was the open water. Of course, everybody went to open water because of the pandemic. And
to lakes.
To lakes. But they didn't have any clue, you know, and it was really dangerous at the beginning. Because they just said, okay, water,
it's cold.
It's cold, but I jump in, you know. They didn't have an idea. It's dangerous when it's cold. Don't go alone.
Right.
No, don't use a buoy. They didn't know anything. And there were really some accidents happening here in Austria because in the lakes, you know, it's also wind, it's also waves, it's things what a pool swimmer doesn't know. And it's not so, always, when I go with the kids, I always have the boys, you know.
The pool, yeah.
So I always find them and I'm on the paddleboard, stand-up paddleboard.
Yeah, that's so what we have.
good right. give overview.
Yeah.
And some of the kids are afraid because the lake I showed you on the picture is pretty black. It's called Black Lake
Schwarz. Ah, okay. Okay.
And sometimes there are little, how do you call it? These little green things growing.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And they don't like it. So they have to get used to it, and you know, and that's important. But the open water swimming, like you said, it's
growing too, right? Right.
Very, very much.
Yeah. Do you have programs over there where you live by the government or municipalities or something support for the sport?
Here in Austria, it's everybody learns to swim in school. I think when they are 7 or 8 years old, it's in the school program.
They have a program.
Yeah, you have to learn it.
It's mandatory.
It's another thing, because of the pandemic, they couldn't swim for a year now, nearly.
Right,
and,
right.
I just read it now, maybe in the Tyrol, 150 kids can't swim now, you know?
Yeah.
And now the summer starts and this is really dangerous.
Right.
But here they learned in school basics, so they don't drown. But when you want to do it better, you have to go to we don't have college sports here. You have to go to a club, to a sports club.
Oh, you still have to, you go to your own club, basically.
So, we don't have training. College sports.
No college or schools, universities. Yeah.
They just have like 2 hours a week, you know, just playing soccer. But the clubs, they are free, or they just cost €50 or $50 a year.
Okay. You have a good number of good triathletes from Austria that for years have been participating, for example, in the Escape from Alcatraz triathlon here. In the past, I have noticed a number of from Austria too.
Yeah, it's a tradition that we have good athletes in the long endurance. I think the last 7 winners of the Race Across America, he's Austrian, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And we have some good triathletes and good swimmers. Marcus Rogan, he lives in Los Angeles now. I think he's Olympic champion.
So, right, yes.
Marcus Rogan, he was, he's Austrian. And I think it's very important to have some stars in the country.
Yeah.
They're right. on TV, they're on commercials, and kids like it.
And at the same time, to expose them to other countries' competitions too, you know.
The thing is, what I don't like so much, but it's, of course, it's naturally that all the Austrian, the good swimmers, they go to the U.S. to study in the U.S. and they have the best.
Right, so they can have the scholarships.
So yeah. We have 8 swimmers on the Olympic champions now. Championships now starting in July, and they're all in the U.S.
Train here in the U.S. Right, right. One of the factors probably is the weather. I mean, the climate thing. California is all year round. They can train, especially here.
But I think you have a very good infrastructure for really good.
The infrastructure is good, but at the same time, the last few years have been everything kind of plus the pandemic. Yeah. Everything is. Getting different or change, been kind of a change in many aspects.
But Angelica told me that she doesn't have a real nice, very good pool, 50 meters indoor or even outdoor for training sessions where she can train by herself.
Right.
So it's not so easy.
It's everything in this area to find good pools have to be in Southern California, where they have them all. Northern California, for many reasons, politics and governments we have here in Northern California, they have done everything for the tourists. So we have certain areas here which are good, but more in Southern California. So for anybody citizen of the city of San Francisco, it's hard to, you know, like yourself, it's hard to find something like that. But anyway, how do you, for example, have a question here that what is your philosophy of practicing or having your swimmers or your athletes training and more into a combination of weights or a cardio or just swimming practice, practice?
So now,
what combination you use?
Yeah. So what I experienced when I was a child was so many miles. Doing a lot is doing good. That's like a saying in swimming here, you know, train a lot is good for you. But I started sports science, you know, and I know all the backgrounds in your body. And all this new training philosophies go in the direction of polarized training, we call it. We don't do this, or let's say do it hard, really hard, sprint.
Yeah.
Really sprint, not just sprint, you know, really. Yeah,
really, right.
Or go super slow.
Okay.
Don't go in between. What is it good for, you know?
Exactly.
Why should I go, as a pool swimmer, why should I go 2,000 meters, 2Ks, 50%, 70%? What is this good for, you know?
Right.
We go 8 times 100 meter super sprint, which is really hard for your brain and of course for your body because it's really hard. And then we go 500 meters super slow and we change. It's called polarized training.
I see.
And they always say, don't go in the shit pace. You know? Leave it away.
Right.
Just leave it away. Do it hard or do it super slow, but nothing in between. They say 80% slow, 20% super sprint.
Super sprint. Yeah. I see.
And that's I think kids like it because it's not so long hours, you know, swimming.
Right.
It's more fun. You can do some really nice interval training.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. Oh, that's for the kids and that's for pool swimming.
Right.
Of course, for open water and for long distance like you do, it's another story, of course.
Right. Do you find a difference sometimes? Because of the difference of age, if when you train or coach somebody that is more like an adult over 17, 18 years old than a kid or a teenager, 14, it's a big difference in the method you use or about the same?
I think it's easier when they are younger because they when you say something, they
capture.
And when they are growing up and they always think, why should I do this? You know, why is this good for me? And it's harder on the ones. On the other side, when he's super focused, the elderly swimmer, he wants to do it. It's very nice too, of course, you know.
Right.
And what I see in the last years, especially in the last 5 years, the niveau goes up like really, especially in open water.
Yeah.
So it's they get so fast now. It's crazy.
Right.
Yesterday I participated in a open water. It was a swim run. It was a aquathlon. We call it
aquathlon. So nice number. That's what we need here.
We have this is like a tattoo, you know.
Yeah. Right. So, right. Perfect. And, yeah.
And it I was not so good because I also had a disc problem because I didn't swim so long, you know, my spinal disc. Yeah. And I'm good for swimming, but I can't look up so good now.
It's
better, and I was swimming instead of 1,000 meters, I swam 1,150. So I made a little funny line.
A little right.
But the fastest guys were 1,000 meters in 12:30. So open water. So
wow. And lake especially, right.
It was windy. And it goes up like, you know, because all the pool swimmers go open water now. I don't like that so much. because they all do it now.
Exactly. It's happening over here.
And they are super cool, you know, they have this nice body and this little speedo and they show off. And it's really a fancy sport now here.
Oh,
super.
They
all like it.
Yes, that's good. And then, for example, in the area of I would say lake swim.
Mm-hmm.
Is so much different. Do you have sometime the chance to swim in ocean? When you go to Italy, for example, it's a big difference in the sense of trying to train someone.
Mm-hmm. I didn't actually train anybody in the ocean, because we never made a training session somewhere in Italy.
Yeah.
But I can tell from myself, it's a big difference swimming in the ocean. I don't know anything about currents, or how do you say it?
Current.
Current. I don't know anything about waves. And it's so I jump in and I go and where I am, why I'm here and not there. You know?
Yeah.
And I would like to have a coach who shows me how to do it, but nobody, I don't know anybody.
But you have to travel to visit your sister here.
Yeah, and that would be really nice.
We make those corrections.
He told me, because it's totally different. Even the how you are in the water,
your position in the water, right? Especially it's much more buoyant,
over here. So when I'm in Italy for 3 weeks and then I come back, I can't swim anymore. I always it's really hard.
But so, what kind of a difference you could say? I mean, maybe talking to Angelica, mm-hmm. you could notice mm-hmm. what is the differences in the nutrition needed. Mm-hmm. Or the nutrition that people are used to over there mm-hmm. to consume, because everybody is pretty much lean, and I mean mm-hmm. lean in Europe compared to here. We have different shapes of body because of the mm-hmm. nutrition is completely different than the European. As in general, people conscious about their nutrition, especially mm-hmm. the kids are going to be swimming, or you tell them something?
So I think the problem of people with too much weight is not so big here, especially in Austria, because they do a lot of
activity outdoor, right?
But it's getting a little bit more problem than it was like 20 years ago, of course. Right. But sometimes you see parents sending their kids to sports clubs because they want them to get fit,
Keep banana, right.
Yeah, right. And of course, then we talk to the parents about food, what they should eat, what not. And you notice when the kids come out of family, I don't know the correct, politically correct words now, but from families which are not so wealthy,
Right.
And,
they consume more, right. Yeah, right.
They consume cheap food.
Cheap food.
And, and cheap food is often not so good food.
And probably you are invaded by all these franchises.
Yeah.
McDonald's.
These things and but I think they learn in school pretty much about that. That's good. But in general, when they come to me, they are already fit, they're really good in shape. And that's what I always say is I never see the kids who should come to me, The kids who have too much weight, who are not so good in shape, they don't go to sports clubs, and that's the problem.
That's a problem, right? Because but you have seen kids in general changing their because of that nutrition mm-hmm, problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw some of my kids. They were when we were like 8, 9, 10. They were a little bit too much, too much weight, and then they started to grow with the swimming. They were getting stronger.
Right.
They needed more calories every day, from swimming, from the cold water too.
Right.
And they, looking much better now.
what kind of a coach you are? They want the scream?
I think no. I'm too funny to them. They always say the parents always say I should be stricter, but I don't want to be strict. I have my 3 boys. I maybe was
That's good. That's great, right?
You know what I mean?
Right.
Right. But now the kids there, it's just fun and they always laugh about me. I'm making jokes and
that's good. That's good.
So,
yeah.
But one thing I always say is, because sometimes I see if a coach says, you were not nice now, that's why you have to swim 200 meters extra. And I always say, no, this is totally wrong. Because if somebody is really bad, I say, come out of the pool. And why you are not allowed to swim with the guys anymore now for half an hour because you were bad, you know? I don't want to diminish.
Right.
Yeah, you know?
Right.
That's what I always say. Come out for 20 minutes and stay or sit down here.
Right.
And you're not allowed to swim. And don't give him this extra swim. Right. Because then he doesn't like it anymore, you know?
Right, exactly. So have you heard from Angelica probably about our program here in San Francisco about swimming in the bay, Alcatraz, and all that? Mm-hmm. Have you talked to the kids about that?
Sister? I showed the pictures, and they are super nervous about, you know, with the seals and the sharks.
right. Those are, but she's getting over about that because we clarify about that. The sharks are outside the bay. it's not a big thing. So when you organize something, for example, now the time of we are coming out of the pandemic, when we are coming out of the pandemic, are you planning already events or competitions that you organize with some other people? Mm-hmm. And what are the biggest competitions that you can say somebody from here would be interested in going to compete?
Yeah. The biggest thing now was the Triathlon European Championships in Super Sprint that was happened last weekend. That's why we couldn't talk so for a long time.
You were busy.
We were really in action for the last two or three months with that, you know, and with all the Corona things, you know.
Same here, right?
Yeah, and there were guys from the US were here. The Olympic champion was here, Anne Haug, the winner of the Hawaii triathlon was here. Spirit was here. She was the Olympic champion 2006. She was here.
And those are by invitation or anybody can register?
Yeah. No, you have to qualify for this, of course, and
I see.
With points.
Yeah,
but Anne Haug was not on the Super Sprint, but she's winner of Hawaii, so we invited her.
Right.
And even Nicola Spirik, she was 26 Olympic world champion. She's already 39 now, has three kids, and she got
she's still place.
Third place. It's crazy. You know,
like our, you know, I don't know if you've seen our website, our coach, Kathy Winkler here. She's 50 and then she's still second place, third place, anywhere she goes. Amazing, natural.
Is she 50 already?
Yeah. So amazing. So it would be great to have that connection that we can maybe... start learning people about this event that you run. I mean, we are connected. I would say almost like family. I would be very interested to have you like maybe sending me or sending invitations about it.
Nice.
So we're going to put this at the beginning probably, but what are the areas where you train? That you organize swims or what are the lakes, best lakes? I saw you in a lake over there that I Schwarze. Think when I was young, I was there many moons again, many years ago. So anyway, what are the areas or the main lakes where people goes to swim, practice the sport of swimming?
Well, so first, most people start in the pools, of course, beginning of season because it's too cold.
Right.
And then the triathletes or the open water swimmers, then they go to the lakes. We have a lot of lakes, not so big lakes, maybe if you cross it and back, it's about 5 kilometers, but it's really nice surrounded by mountains. When I swim, I really have in both sides, I have the mountains. It's beautiful. Really, it's so
inspiration,
beautiful.
Right.
Yeah, it is. And you can go on swimming holidays here in Europe. Right. They put your stuff from the hotel to the hotel and you swim from one part of the other.
Oh, fantastic. It's like a Lake Tahoe over here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And so we go to the lakes, and sometimes we go to Italy, to the ocean to swim there. Yeah. But most of the time it's lakes. And what I forgot at the beginning was the biggest thing now is here in Europe is swim runs. I know.
Hey,
it was very nice talking to you,
to Angelica, and to your family. Okay,
I tell you, and I try to send you some pictures, some nice pictures.
Yeah, and let's keep in touch. More important, let's keep in touch. All right,
very nice. Okay,
okay, yeah,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, bye bye. Did you like swimming since you were a kid?
Yeah, I can't remember actually. I just know that it was sometimes it was really hard. We know it was in the 78 the coaches were like a little bit Eastern Germany
tough.
Coach. You know what I mean? Tough,
yeah.
Hard.
Yeah.
The methods were really hard. You know, we had powerlifting when we were 12, and you know, it was really a little bit too much, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We didn't ask about, and I liked all my friends there. We went to Germany, we went to Italy, to France, to Hungary for meetings, you know.
I see.
For races. And that was...
How old you were?
I was then maybe like 10 to 12, 13. So we started to go international meetings.
International
too.
Meeting, right. Mm-hmm.
You know, the Hungarians are very good swimmers.
And, I know, right.
Yeah,
right,
you know, right. The Italians are good swimmers. And
right.
So, and from Austria to Germany, from my place, it's just 20 minutes by car. And Italy, it's just 2 hours.
Right,
you know?
Exactly, so, right. Yeah,
the training
so,
got...
So great for the experience. And
super
for the
great,
kid, especially
you know, for
the
kids, yeah.
Right.
And for the new languages, new cultures. It was really nice. But the training was like 6 times a week.
Right.
Like tough. 4 to 5 kilometers.
Right.
So like 3 miles every training session.
Right.
So it was hard, yeah. And always in the pool. Always in the pool. So 25 meters, like, is it 25 yards nearly? No, indoor.
Right. Yeah.
50 outdoor, Olympic size.
Oh my gosh. So anyway, but did you stop at one point because it kind of you got burned out?
Yeah, it was for me. It was like what I experienced now with my kids. Where I'm the coaches, in a certain age, you start to think why I'm doing this. Do it.
Right.
A lot of kids do it because of their parents, of course. You know,
I see.
Because they want to be loved by their parents, like every human being, and. The parents say, you're a good swimmer. I like what you do. You're tough.
Yeah, right.
You know? But then the point comes where it's not so important anymore what the parents say. And then you start to think to yourself, oh, why am I going to the training 6 times a week?
Right.
My friends are going out having fun, you know?
Right.
Especially in wintertime when you go indoor, it's really hard, no? I think.
Right,
And I had to go maybe 1.5 hours to another school. So it was really hard for me to do the training.
Right.
And then I had an accident, a climbing accident. I smashed my takeoff bone.
Oh,
and
it
was, you know, I couldn't do it anymore.
Right.
And so I stopped. I was 18.
I see.
Nearly 18. And from this moment on, I never went to a pool anymore till 38 or something like that.
Yeah. So you started, and then did you start it because that was the reason that you started swimming in lakes or open water swimming?
The reason was because one of my sons, my youngest son, liked to do triathlon, you know?
I see. How many kids you got?
Three boys.
And how old is the
20? It's Moritz. He went 23 days ago.
Oh, all right, good.
Lauren is 19 now. turning 19. And Vitus, the youngest, is he's 15 now.
Ah, he's okay. 15. So they are all in age of swimming and getting
competition. And he's doing triathlon.
The three of them do triathlons, or the three of them swim?
No, just it's funny because Vitus started, and he's a quite good triathlete, but the middle boy, Lauren, is totally different. He's doing parkour running, you know, flips and, you know, that's what he plays soccer. Soccer is very big, Mexico or in Austria.
For us in South America. Well, it's getting here too, so.
Yeah, I know, I heard, And Moritz started to swim now because he had to make this exam for, he wanted to study sports. To swim 400 meters in a certain time, not too fast, but okay. And I said, oh, it will be tough. And then he trained and said, wow, it's good, it's nice, I feel. He's doing boxing, you know.
Fantastic.
So he's very tough.
Fantastic.
But now he swims three times a week, intrinsic, motivated by himself. He always says, send me a program, you know. It's funny.
Oh, okay.
He just started by himself.
Oh, okay.
So Vitus was the triathlete, and the guys there asked me, we heard you were a swimmer and you were a champion. So I was country champion for 16 times. And I was really, when I was young, I was really fast, you know. And I said, I can be the coach for the kids.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, when I'm the coach and I go there early, maybe 1 hour early, I try to do some length, you know.
Oh, okay.
But the problem was I never swam slow. Never. I cannot swim slow. You know, I was a sprinter, 100 meters.
A sprinter, right.
100 meters. And I jumped in and tried to do the speed, but I just could do it for 20 meters and then it was off, you know. So I had to learn how to swim slow. Really? You know what I mean?
No, it happened. Absolutely.
I could swim fast or not. But I couldn't swim, you know, my all the body position was really bad when I was swimming slow, you know?
Right.
It was so hard for me. But it got better and better. And I did a lot of training, also weightlifting to get back in shape.
Yeah.
And a lot of swimming. I swim, now in summer, I swim 5 times a week again.
Do you have programs over there where you live by the government or municipalities or something support for the sport?
Here in Austria, it's everybody learns to swim in school. I think when they are 7 or 8 years old, it's in the school program.
That is, they have a program.
Yeah, you have to learn it.
It's mandatory.
It's another thing, because of the pandemic, they couldn't swim for a year now, nearly. I just read it now, maybe in the Tyrol, 150 kids can't swim now, you know.
Yeah.
And now the summer starts and this is really dangerous.
Right.
But here they learn in school basics so they don't drown. But when you want to do it better, you have to go to we don't have college sports here. You have to go to a club, to a sports club.
Oh, you still have to go to your own club, basically.
So, we don't have college sports.
No college or schools, universities. Yeah.
They just have like 2 hours a week, you know, just playing soccer. But the clubs, they are free or they just cost €50 or $50 a year.
Okay. So